Inside a big industrial building not far from downtown Pittsburgh, Mike Broker shows off what he hopes is the next big thing in cleaning up the fracking industry.
We have 3 8-foot diameter satellite dishes. These are the most common satellite dishes in the world, typically used for radio communications.
You might say these are no ordinary satellite dishes, but that's the thing. These are totally ordinary satellite dishes. What Broker's company puts on the surface of these dishes, now that's the not-so-ordinary thing going on here.
You can see it here, and this has a covering on it, but this is a kind of a vinyl-type material that does have some flexibility to it that allows you to get about 95% reflectivity.
That reflectivity is crucial. The company's called Epiphany Solar Water Systems. It uses solar energy to distill clean water. The company was started a few years ago to clean up drinking water in the developing world. But then something else came along.
And then came the Marcellus Shale opportunity.
Each well that's fracked in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania produces about 1 million gallons of dirty water. And you can't just flush this down the drain. Fracking companies are now reusing a lot of this water for other frack jobs, or they're sending it to deep injection wells, often in Ohio. But injection comes with its own problems, like earthquakes, so cleaning the water up could make financial and environmental sense. Epiphany reworked its technology to deal with this fracking wastewater. Epiphany's system uses those satellite dishes and converts them into intense solar heat collectors. Through a series of pipes, it heats up the dirty frack water in a contraption the size of a dorm fridge.
It's what's called a mechanical vapor recompression crystallizer.
It's basically a still, the same contraption bootleggers use to make moonshine.
The same concept. It is distillation.
They make whiskey, but you guys make...
pure water.
Broker hopes the company's contraption will be deployed on well pads throughout the Marcellus Shale and other places. It's already got 3 in the field with different gas companies, though he can't say which ones. The system is designed to clean up produced water. That's the water that flows out of a well continuously, along with gas and other liquids, after it's been put into production. That water has been sitting underground for hundreds of millions of years, and that makes for a headache to clean up.
You've got water that has a tremendous amount of salt in it, about 18% salt. By example, the ocean has about 3 to 4% salt.
Salt destroys equipment, so Epiphany has had to use materials that won't corrode. The salt also presents a challenge to other technologies Epiphany is competing with. Reverse osmosis, for instance, uses a membrane, essentially a filter, to strain the salt out of seawater. To get the water through the membrane, you have to apply pressure to it. But the saltier the water, the more pressure you need.
The issue is that with flowback water and produced water, the salinity is so high that you have to push very, very hard, and that risks rupturing the membrane.
Megan Mauder is an engineer at Carnegie Mellon University. Mauder's team has created a special membrane that will allow water vapor to go through it, but no liquids. Dirty water stays back, clean vapor travels through.
There it goes.
In her lab at Carnegie Mellon, Mauder shows how the system works.
There is now water coming out of this reservoir, coming in here, across the membrane, and then discharging back there.
Salty water is heated up and piped to a tiny membrane, a small white semicircle of plastic cloth. On the other side of the membrane, there's cold water, so through simple condensation, clean water flows out of the system. The key, though, is getting the membrane just right, Mauder says.
So this particular sample is a millipore membrane. It's very similar to the polymer that is used to make Gore-Tex.
Mauder says she's a long way from having a product that can be commercialized. But if there's ever a machine that can clean up frack water cheaply, some think it will have no shortage of buyers. The research firm Lux found the market for wastewater treatment from oil and gas is about $1 billion right now, and it could grow to $9 billion by the next decade. But not everyone thinks that these new technologies will ever make that money. Brent Giles studies the water market for Lux. He says a lot of startups got into the market thinking they could solve the frack water problem.
A lot of the startups that we see in produced water and flowback water is are fairly naive, and they've got a solution. And as soon as they started seeing frack water issues show up in the New York Times and newspapers like that, they kind of did a 180 and decided that they were going to become experts in the oil and gas space. And that hasn't worked out for a lot of them.
Why hasn't it worked out? Well, Giles says it's the water.
In the Marcellus, most of these technologies, these more advanced technologies, have utterly failed to treat the water. It's such low quality water that the technologies crash and burn when they try to treat it.
In contrast, companies that use more low-tech solutions, like prepping the wastewater to be reused in future frack jobs, have been much more successful. Part of the problem is that the type and quantity of water produced in oil and gas wells changes over the lifetime of a well. There's a lot of water that comes out during fracking. After the well is fracked, the well goes into production. During that period, the water that comes out of the well gradually gets saltier and saltier over time. Also, there's a lot less of it than when it's getting fracked. So creating a technology to treat all those scenarios is difficult. Giles says it's just cheaper and easier to reuse that frack water or inject it underground.
Well, we've seen a lot of people try, and we've seen a lot of people just not meet the numbers that the oil companies are asking for.
Broker of Epiphany Solar Water says his company is already meeting the price point the industry wants, and others say those prices are subject to change. Annie Lane is with the research firm Battelle. Lane is working on a reverse osmosis system that uses multiple membranes.
The industry is very interested in potential changes in policy and regulations.
Lane says she's getting more interest from oil and gas companies and technologies like hers that can deal with this dirty water.
They see continued use of injection wells actually as being threatened due to possible changes in policy. So they're interested in identifying alternatives.
She thinks one day the water will be more valuable cleaned up and above ground than pumped down a hole. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.